From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ASEAN and East Asian leaders meeting in Laos.
Now, given our history here, I believe that the United States has a moral obligation to help Laos heal.
President Obama in a speech today in Laos addressing America's responsibility in a secret bombing campaign during the Vietnam War. He is the first American president to visit the landlocked Southeast nation. The president announced a three-year, $90 million contribution to Laos for a national survey of unexploded ordnance and efforts to clear the bombs dropped by U.S. forces in the 1960s and 1970s.
Today I stand with you in acknowledging the suffering and sacrifices on all sides of that conflict. And from the anguish of war, there came an unlikely bond between our two peoples.
About one-third of the 2.2 million bombs dropped on Laos remain undetonated, and the lingering threat has slowed development in the country. While still in China on Monday, Mr. Obama told reporters he hopes to improve relations with Laos by helping to resolve the unexploded ordnance issue.
And my expectation is that in our meetings over the course of several days, that we'll be able to provide some really concrete assistance that ensures that innocent kids who are running through a field, or a farmer that's trying to clear a field, or a business that's trying to get set up, that they're not endangered by the possibility of an explosion.
In the meantime, Mr. Obama is expected to call for congressional approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact. At least 23 people were killed in a weekend blaze at a prison housing political prisoners near Ethiopia's capital. The fire erupted Saturday at the Kilinto prison, where some recent Oromo and Amhara protesters were being held. This is VOA News.